Hello, everybody. Today we're talking about mascots.
Yeah.
Once we aren't doing a throwback to like an after the fact in the conversation.
Yeah, so, I mean, kind of. I was talking about how some but not all mascots scare me. Sports mascots are usually okay. Japanese mascots are, of course, always really cute. But American company mascots, like Chuck E. Cheese, are fucking terrifying.
What about Gritty? What's your opinion on Gritty?
Honestly, Gritty's okay.
Because in my opinion, I humbly think that Gritty can get some and Gritty fucks.
I was not thinking about that when I think about Gritty.
Gritty fucks.
I look at Gritty and I go, like, I know that's supposed to be unsettling, but because it's supposed to be unsettling, it's not scary, I guess?
But, I don't know, I feel like...
Okay, so, you didn't know this, so if you guys haven't heard of this, I want you to look up the Home Depot mascot.
You mean Homer? That's his name, his name's Homer.
His name is Homer?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Not the best Homer we could get.
Anyways, look it up. It's scary. I hate it.
He doesn't have eyes.
I hate American company mascots.
Okay, there are some good American company mascots. Shall I list some?
Yes.
The Bimbo Bear.
The Bimbo Bear?
Yeah, the Bimbo Bear. It's not, it's like, Bimbo's a bread company. It's like, it's a little white bear in a hat. You might not want to get Google Bimbo Bear by itself.
Okay.
Just look up Bimbo Bear, nothing else.
I don't want to.
It's not gonna, sees me cute?
Okay.
Ignore the porn that you just saw, but like...
Yeah, this is okay. The like little the bear Bimbo in the bear, hat is okay.
The Snuggy Bear, the Applejack's mascots are pretty good. Never mind.
Like, theme park mascots are okay as far as company mascots go. I don't know. Mickey Mouse doesn't scare me.
You know what my favorite mascot is? Like, unironically?
Hmm.
Have you seen the Goofball?
No, what company is that?
That the Goofball is a Disney mascot. It's Goofy as a golf ball, and he has a little snake for a hat. And he is very scary, and I can't wait for you to look him up. Isn't he cute?
What the fuck is that?
Isn't he cute?
I take back my comment about Disney mascots being fine.
There's
some Disney mascots are okay.
He's
this
cute.
One is fucked up and evil.
He's cute!
I like this.
The Goofball.
I hate this.
Like, there are some other good American mascots.
If I saw this thing coming, like, at me in a
like
dark
down the
alley,
I'd give him a hug!
I would die on the spot.
I love the Goofball. He's my friend.
That's something that I see as, like, a sleep paralysis thing in the corner.
I think you were being very mean to the Goofball. Like, you know, like, the Mario and Sonic walk-around costumes are fine. Like, the SpongeBob ones are fine. I think the Little Bill one is really fucked up and evil, because they show, like, the person's arms. You can see, like, the slits of white on their wrist.
Oh, I don't like that.
But, like, there are some pretty good American mascots. Like, let me look around the room. Like, the My Little Pony mascots aren't that bad. I mean, they're four people in a costume, but still.
Four?
Two people in a costume. I forgot the number of legs people have.
Like, wait. How do you fit four people in one costume?
One person for each leg. You have to do the conga line in order to have Twilight Sparkle like kick someone in the face.
Jesus Christ. You go like vertical. There's an inside mechanism
yeah.
where like someone else like tugs on your thing and it flies you up like
yeah.
bam.
That's how Twilight Sparkle killed a man. Like, I don't know. There's plenty of good like American mascots. Like, I can't think of anything American right now because we have a lot of Japanese stuff in our room.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was like a Furby walk around I've seen before.
I don't like that.
What's wrong with Furbies? I thought you liked Furbies.
I think Furbies as a toy are fine as long as they're not talking. But I don't like the ability of like one bigger than me waddling around.
I think that's cute.
I don't know. I feel
they're
like
your friend.
I feel like if Furbies could eat me, they would.
Furbies don't eat people. They eat happiness.
Well, that's
and
even worse.
You have
I don't
depression,
have any
so you'll
despair.
Be fine. It's like, you have depression, like, you'll be fine, honey.
So you're telling me Furbies are, like, real-world Dementors?
Yes. Or, like, I don't know, they probably just, like, eat the gross skin off your finger. Maybe they drink milk, who knows? Furbies are probably vegetarian.
They have forward-facing eyes, I don't believe
you know what,
that.
I think they're, because they're based off of birds, babe. The fur... for you who also has forward-facing eyes, Gude Tama, but Gude Katama is not going to bite you because he ain't got no little teeth. He just gum on you. You know who else has forward-facing eyes? Kirby. Actually, that's fair.
Kirby would absolutely eat me.
Kirby would fucking decimate someone.
Kirby does. Like, Kirby also has canonically killed God.
Hello Kitty has forward-facing eyes. She wouldn't hurt a fly.
That's because Hello Kitty is a cat and cats are predators.
No, she's not. No, she's not. Then Kuropi has forward-facing eyes. The little twin stars have forward-facing eyes. A lot of Sanrio characters have forward-facing eyes.
So what we're learning here is that Sanrio characters are all predator species.
Honey, can I tell you something really special?
Yes.
I love you, but shut up. Like, you know who else has forward-facing eyes?
Mm.
Virtually.
I do.
I was gonna say Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, and I'm scared of Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese won't hurt you.
I think he will.
He won't hurt you.
I think he will.
Why? I mean, the My Little Ponies don't have forward-facing eyes.
Okay, and?
Twilight Sparkle is not an apex predator. Twilight Sparkle will not hurt you.
I didn't say Twilight Sparkle was going to hurt me. I said Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese wants to be your friend. He and Ronald McDonald are pals, and they want to give you pizza and hamburgers. Have I ever made you watch the fucked up McDonald's cartoons by the Rugrats people?
No.
Do you know what those are?
No, I didn't know McDonald's had a cartoon.
So you know how I'll randomly reblog on Tumblr, like, 80 posts of, like, this one really scary-looking Ronald McDonald, and you'll ask me what the fuck is wrong with me?
That sounds in character, but not specifically.
There's, so, Klasky Chupo, the people who made Rugrats, like, the Wild Thornberries, and they have this awful fucking art style, made this cartoon called The Wacky Adventures of Ronald McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look that up for me really quick? So you
the Wacky Adventures of Ronald
McDonald. Yes, The
McDonald's.
Wacky Adventures of Ronald McDonald. I've watched Quint Review's episode. There it is. This one person I follow. I love him to death.
Have time. Will they have? Okay.
So these were like, you had to buy these from McDonald's. And
oh, of course.
The hamburger. See the hamburger on the sides? Like, has his tongue sticking out?
Yeah.
There is an episode where the Hamburglar turns into a baby.
Why?
And he is voiced by cow from Cow and Chicken. So he has this high-pitched, wonderful screeching voice, and I love it.
See, like, this doesn't look any scarier than, like, I don't know, Cyber Chase.
I don't know, like, I knew someone who wanted to fuck Grimace. Why'd you go quiet?
Like, can we go back specifically to talking about mascots?
I'm getting to that. I feel like they should make mascots of these specific iterations of these characters from this cartoon.
I think mascots of the McDonald's characters would be interesting. And I think that, like, if they did it well, that could be okay.
I want to hold Grimace in my arms.
I think, given the size necessary to, like, make a mascot of Grimace, that wouldn't work.
Well, Grimace is, like, maybe 5'5". Grimace is, like, my height. I want that fucking... I want that head. The Mac Tonight head.
Yeah.
Like, I like Grimace. I think he has a very good character design. I feel like he'd fuck my wife if I left him alone with her for too long. And he'd, like, use his four arms to kidnap my kids. But I trust him. I don't know why he used to have four arms to steal milkshakes with. But I would trust him. Like, I'd buy him a drink.
Oh, I feel like if they made... Like, this... I'm looking at a picture of a mascot of him right now.
Oh, Grimace. He's wearing a little green and yellow baseball pad. He's smiling.
Yeah, that looks fine. That's okay. I think also they could make a more, like, Japanese-style one of the Funko Pop.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
That would be adorable. See, like, the McDonald's ones would be fine. Chuck E. Cheese is still scary.
Okay, but is it because you know there's a living, breathing human inside him? It's like a morph suit, but for a cartoon character.
No, I know that there are people inside other mascots also. Like, that doesn't do anything. A lot of mascot characters, I can look at it and go, oh, that's really well made, because, you know, I used to work in, like, theater and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can really appreciate the craftsmanship that goes into these sorts of things.
I have one question.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to quote Griffin McElroy too much, because I think he's a terrible little man. I think he's too way for his own good. But do you think that people in mascot costumes and fursuits can do infinite crime?
What do you mean?
Like, say if Chuck E. Cheese robs a bank and shoots someone, they couldn't find out who did it because Chuck E. Cheese is there. You can't arrest Chuck E. Cheese, dude. He's fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
I think that you would get caught very quickly.
How come?
Because you can't just, like, stow that away.
Well, of course you could, because that's actually Chuck E. Cheese robbing the bank. You can't arrest Chuck E. Cheese. They can't allow rats in prison.
They could absolutely arrest someone in a mask on.
No,
costume.
I'm saying, if the cops were stupid enough to believe that that is actually Chuck E. Cheese, which they are, they're like, oh shit, Donut Lover 69, that's fucking Chuck E. Cheese. Let's tase him in the nuts. Like, yeah, like they would just arrest Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Like they'd arrest the physical cops and be like, oh shit, Chuck E. Cheese, I would have to shoot him. Like that's it. Like that's it. They're just arresting the costume. Furries can do infinite crime.
No, because the person is still in the costume. They got arrested.
But what if they just arrested the costume? And it's like, this is the
How
lifeless...
How would the person get out of the costume without, handcuffs without anyone noticing?
Do you think I understand how my hypotheticals work? I'm just coming up with them to play devil's advocate like a white person. What I'm saying here is furries can do infinite crime. Because, like, say we're at a furry convention, right? I'm in a fursuit. You're in a fursuit. Everyone's in a fursuit. And one guy just, like, steals your fucking wallet. What are you gonna do? Be like, hey!
Maul him to death with my bare arms. Next question. If you are saying that the people are the costumes now, I get to maul people to death with my bare arms.
No, I'm saying, like, if you went to a cop and I was like, hey, Officer Johnson, fucking Hello Kitty just stole my wallet and is now pissing on my car. What are you gonna do?
Why would I go to a cop about that? I would just beat the shit out of them. Like, I fail to see, like, the argument here when you put me into it, because or, like, you are assuming a lot about me that I wouldn't do.
Same about, like, cosplayers. Like, if you cosplayed my Melody and, like, I don't know, fucking stole something from a vendor, you can't be like, oh, my Melody just stole my fucking, like, my fucking hentai. She'd be like, oh, my Melo would never do that, and that'd be it.
No, the reason it would work better for cosplay than it would for,
Because you get blackface and avoid all consequences?
No, Jesus fucking Christ. So, I have actual answers to the questions that you were asking. Because my high school was really weird, and for one of my history classes, we had, like, a spies theme,
mm-hmm.
where we studied, like, espionage and actually, like, this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we covered was disguises, how they work, and how you would theoretically get away with bullshit using a disguise.
Uh-huh.
So, you put on your disguise... And you go and you commit your crime, and then you go find a bathroom somewhere, and you have, like, a bag stash that you didn't take with you when you committed the crime. You take off the costume, you take whatever you stole, you shove it all in the bag, you have different clothes, you walk out of the bathroom as a different person.
Hmm.
No one can find you.
Hmm. So technically, Miku could steal my fucking hentai, and there's nothing I could do about it.
Yes. But a furry can't do that because you can't carry around, like, a suitcase with your fursuit in it and get away with that unsuspicious.
I really love this hypothetical. Thank you for breaking this down. I really appreciate it. Do you have anything else to say before we log off for the night?
No, I think we're good.
So, could the Home Depot mascot...
I'm still scared of Chuck E. Cheese. The end.
All right, folks, you heard it here. Wear your fursuit. Have a good night.